In 2016, the highest ever number of women died in prison. One of them was Nicola Lawrence. Her mum is Christine.
She was quite vulnerable, suffered from mental health, from anxiety, and of course, multiple sclerosis. And you do think, stupidly, she's in prison, she's going to get cared for. Even though they're in prison and they've done something wrong, they still deserve the same rights as what you and I have got. If we can stop another family going through what we've gone through for nearly 2 years, then it will have been worth it. We haven't really had time to grieve Nicola because I was really engrossed in justice.
Nicola overdosed on drugs that she was prescribed. She was one of 22 inmates to die in 2016. At that time, Julia Killick was the governor of Holloway. Some of what she told us is quite hard to hear.
Quite a few women, actually, in my view, shouldn't have been in prison because they were so severely damaged and that played out in their self-harm. So, you know, two particular women stand out, I'll never forget, is a woman that set herself alight regularly on a daily basis, and another woman who, you know, so desperately didn't want to be there and was self-harming by trying to choke herself on toilet paper and picking open self-harm wounds and inserting things into wounds. You can't get used to things like that.
The Ministry of Justice Female Offenders Strategy admits that self-harm rates are five times higher in women's prisons than in men's. Hayley Bridgewater self-harmed in prison. At the time, she was one of West Midlands Police's most prolific shoplifters, jailed for theft and drug offences, and explains what it was like inside.
When I first went to prison, all I thought about is bad girls. I was thinking, wow, this is what jail's going to be like. But it wasn't like that. But it's nothing like the Oranges and New Black either. When I first go and you go to the detox wing, where you're single-celled anyway for the first few days because they need to assess you. And after that, you do get put with another prisoner, so you're going to two dorm. But unlocking, you get unlocked at 8 o'clock in the morning, I think it was, and then you get locked back up at 10:30, and then you're not unlocked till lunch then, you have your lunch and then you lock back in, and then you come out at tea time, you're out till 7:00, and then you lock back in. First, I say, well, I struggled with things because so much things was going through my head all the time. If they had sent me to rehab a long time ago, maybe I wouldn't be where I am now. But I'm not saying it would have worked, but I think that maybe rehabilitation should be done before prison.
Hayley was in prison 10 times. Her longest sentence was 3 months, and she is by no means alone. More than three quarters of women in prison last year were serving less than 12 months. 94% of those were classed as low or medium risk to the public.